Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is Thursday, July 28th, and you are listening to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. I want to invite everyone to like this video on our YouTube channel as well as subscribe to that YouTube channel. I am joined by Tracy Pearson. He is the publisher of Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And we are here to discuss the UCLA Bruins as we move on to the next school in our summer slump series. Tracy, this isn't a podcast you probably want to be a part of, but this is where we are. This is what UCLA is right now. Outside the top 60 nationally, Chip Kelly coming off a rather successful 2022 season or 2021 season, but the recruiting cycle this year at least has been subpar.
Yeah, what UCLA is doing is, and you tell me nationally if other programs are doing this, they've pretty much decided they're going to recruit the transfer portal and really emphasize it, if not as much, but more so than even high school recruiting. They took 13 transfers in the 2022 class and only 11 high schoolers. That's what they're shooting for, and it looks like they're going to do it again. They only have 6 commitments. They only offered, so far, I think 55 2023 prospects, which is, I think, the lowest in the country. They used to be Stanford's territory. Now UCLA's kind of blown them away on that competition. So yeah, if you look at it from a traditional standpoint of high school recruiting, they're not doing very well. Per recruit, the rating per recruit is actually pretty high. It's probably top 25. Yep. But you would say even with the offers that are out there for high schoolers, they're still not doing well with the guys that they have offers out to right now. So their recruiting class will probably really kick into gear when that transfer portal fires up.
They are very selective, right, in terms of the offers, in terms of the prospect, in terms of the type of player that they go after. But there have been, in a way, some success stories for Chip Kelly via the transfer portal. You talk about Zach Charbonnet. He's one of the better running backs in the country. I think they, along, you know, some other teams, have also been trying to stockpile some offensive linemen, some key defensive players. They had some starters in the secondary, a couple of linebackers and edge rushers, guys like that, that could fill in and play an impact role. Do you feel like some of the success that they've had on the field with some of those transfers, it maybe turned a light switch on for Chip and for that staff and said, hey, why are we wasting time, energy, resources, all that going after a high school player that we're going to have to develop for 2 or 3 years? Let's just go and get a ready-made player that could help us win some ball games.
I think you hit it on the head. Chip Kelly has a reputation for not necessarily being the most aggressive recruiter. You could say the transfer portal was perfectly timed for him at UCLA. UCLA is a transfer destination. There are a lot of kids from the Los Angeles area who go off, like Zach Charbonnet goes to Michigan, wasn't feeling it there, came back. It'd probably be a top 10 running back in college football this year. They first year, well, let's say 2021, I would say they were a top 5 transfer class. And then last year, 24/7 has them, I think, at number 8. So they are emphasizing this. It can kind of make sense if you think about it from the standpoint, a lot of transfers, the amount of time you recruit a transfer might take a few weeks, as opposed to a high schooler could take 2 years. That's kind of more in the mindset of Chip Kelly of how much time he might want to spend in recruiting. And when you're at a program, and it's attractive to transfer recruits, you're going to probably tend to emphasize it. So that's what's been happening last 2 years. And I anticipate they're showing every indication they're going to do it again in 2023.
You know, what's really interesting to me, specifically covering a lot of recruiting up and down the West Coast, even nationally, and getting familiar with some other recruiting classes at quarterback, it would seem like UCLA would be more of an attractive option than it has been under Chip Kelly. You think about Marcus Mariota and what they were able to do with Dennis Dixon, you know, guys like that at Oregon that, you know, in a way were developed under the Chip Kelly coaching tree or by Chip Kelly specifically. And, you know, he has some success in the NFL, obviously with the Eagles, especially at quarterback with Nick Foles for a bit as well. It hasn't really translated to the college recruiting ranks. They've lost a number of local prospects. It seems like year in and year out, they're having to move to maybe option C, D, and E. In this class, Luke Duncan is the commit that they have after whiffing on a number of players. What's been maybe the biggest miscoming or the biggest shortcoming in terms of UCLA's quarterback recruiting in recent years?
I think a lot of it is when these recruits, they're 17 years old, when they remember, when they think of Chip Kelly, I don't even know if they know who Marcus Mariota was. And secondly, the offense he was running back in is completely different. He's running a pro-style offense at UCLA, which is more quarterback-friendly. And then they just haven't done really well in quarterback recruiting. I mean, it's that simple. They had the previous quarterback coach, a guy named Dana Bible, he was an older guy, wasn't really that aggressive. The new quarterback coach has been there a year and a half, Ryan Gunderson, does seem to be getting after it a lot more. Overall, they have not done well with high school recruiting. That Ethan Garbers is a bounce back from Washington who looks to be, I would say, probably the heir apparent after Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a Pac-12, well, I shouldn't say that, Big Ten level starter. And then they just have a freshman coming in. Well, he was actually in for spring, Justin Martin, who I liked, four-star guy. Ryan Gunderson, the coach, was successful in recruiting him. But there was a big gap in there, as you know, Blair, when it comes to quarterback recruiting. He definitely has been disappointing when it comes to quarterback recruiting. I think they'll go heavily, like they will with most positions, but they'll go heavily back to the portal probably in this 2023 cycle.
Yeah. So you're saying Dana Bible not caught up with their TikToks, the Instagram, not really a social media recruiter like we've seen a lot of quarterback coaches from across the country. We're going to continue our conversation with Tracy Peterson. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We are back on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Blair Angulo joined by Tracy Peterson. He's the publisher of Bruin Report Online, also a co-host of the Brocast. Tracy, you and Dave Woods do a phenomenal job. It's a really fun listen. What do you want to tell our listeners about that experience to be able to record the Brocast?
Come on in and listen. Even if you're not a UCLA necessarily a fan, we talk about a lot of other things, and we're just
maybe like, if you're an Iowa State hater, right?
Exactly. We are just grossly interesting, as you know, Blair, both Dave and I. And I mean, we're well known, you know, well, I won't go there. I want to talk personally about Dave and our relationship, but you know how that works. No, yeah, come and take a listen. I don't think there's any podcast out there that does UCLA better. So yeah, come on over, check it out. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. A lot of UCLA basketball recruiting as well, which, by the way, Chip Kelly, more commitments in recent weeks than Mick Cronin. So we'll see what the Bruins are able to do. Let's talk about some of those commitments, Tracy. Roderick Robinson leading the way in the ratings. Trey Edwards, another four-star in this class. Grant Gray, the receiver from Norco, California. Ty Lee, a safety from St. John Bosco. Luke Duncan is that quarterback in this class. And A.J. Fuemalaono, who just committed this past week out of Liberty in Henderson, Nevada. Is there a standout among that group for you personally about, you know, maybe the upside or what you see coming for UCLA in the future?
Clearly, Roderick Robinson. Chip Kelly's offense at UCLA is a ground attack mostly. They probably run the ball close to 60% of the time. Power running game. I mean, if Chip Kelly, what he does very well is craft an offensive running game. It's a very sophisticated running game. He likes his running backs big. And you'd have to think, you've seen Roderick Robinson as I have at camps and combines. He's a big kid, 6'1", 230, with a good burst to him too with that size. He's a great fit. After Zach Charbonnet, who will be a true senior this coming year, so he'll still have the COVID year, but I would suspect he'll go pro. He was rumored to go pro in last offseason. I would say Roderick Robinson would come in as a true freshman and have a chance to start at that position, just given how good Roderick is. So he's the headliner. A new coach at UCLA, an old face, is a linebacker coach named Ken Norton. Obviously, has been around the NFL, most recently at the Seattle Seahawks. He's a former NFL defensive coordinator. He's taking over at inside linebacker at UCLA. He immediately hit the ground running when it came to linebacker. Ty Lee, who is rated in 24/7 as a safety, but projects as a linebacker. I like him a lot. A lot of athletic upside. Trey Edwards, one of the best linebackers in California, four-star, purely inside guy. And I'd say, if they're leading for some guys among their offers that are out there, it looks like they're mostly linebackers. So Ken Norton really reaping dividends on hiring him, at least in recruiting. He's doing a very good job. I mean, a compelling guy, you know, Hall of Fame, College Hall of Fame, UCLA Hall of Fame. So has to be a compelling recruiter, and it's obviously paying dividends.
Yeah, and in terms of quality, we mentioned it already, right? This class is a good class. There's only six commitments, and obviously that's why they're outside the top 60 nationally, and that's why we are recording UCLA as part of the Summer Slump Series. But let's look ahead, Tracy, maybe a couple years or 5 years or even a decade. We're talking UCLA in the Big Ten. How does UCLA get back to recruiting at a top 15, top 20 level, given what Jim Mora was able to show before Chip Kelly got there, right? It seemed like Jim Mora had a lot of momentum. He had built a lot of buzz. He was recruiting nationally, going to the states of Georgia and going to basically a lot of different parts of the country, beating SEC teams, beating Big Ten programs for some recruits. But what do you envision UCLA being able to do now as a Big Ten member?
I think for UCLA to compete in the Big Ten, they're going to need to recruit a lot better at defensive line and offensive line. To be able to compete in the Big Ten, you need those big uglies. UCLA has not done well under Chip Kelly for offensive line. In fact, if you're talking about a summer slump, UCLA had maybe 9 to 10 offers out to 2023 offensive linemen. They were looking good with a number of them. They just missed on, I think, 4 or 5 in the last month. That's not a good harbinger of stockpiling offensive line talent heading into the Big Ten. That's what they're going to have to do. UCLA will always probably be able to get skill players, skill recruits at a pretty high level. It's going to be the OL and DL that they're going to need to compete in the Big Ten. And right now, that you can absolutely say they're not getting that done. That's what's going to have to pick up. They'll need a parlay, like a potential 10-2 season into some big time OL and DL recruiting, and then, of course, go back to that portal and hopefully get some multi-year guys to the portal that are here and in the program for a couple of years and then really ready to compete in the Big Ten in 2024.
Yeah, we'll be interested to hear what Chip Kelly has to say later on this week at Pac-12 Media Day. For all the coverage on UCLA and obviously Tracy Pearson leading the way there at Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network, also the co-host of the broadcast along with Dave Woods. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us.
Thanks. Thanks, Blair. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Tracy Pearson. And for our producer, Lance Glynn, I am Blair Angulo. Remember, stay locked in to 247sports.com as well as this YouTube channel as we move forward here ahead of the season into fall camp and recruiting continues to chug along. Thank you so much for listening to the 247 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.